It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, welcome to the After Show podcast, Brock and Hunter.
What's up?
What's up? What's up?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up? I want to bitch a little bit today.
All right.
I want to bitch.
You know, usually it's me. I'm just going to sit back and let you go.
I think, and I honestly don't know your opinion on this. So I saw a video the other day, and it's one of many I've seen. Mm-hmm. And it was a video of a sandwich tutorial. And what it started off was it looked pretty normal, like a lot of the sandwich tutorials you see, right?
I am, yeah.
So it shows the person like putting on their avocado spread, and then they grab the burger patty, and then they grab a slice
like
of
the
cheese.
Top, is it the top-down time-lapse one?
Kind of, just like that. It was a little different than that.
With some cheeky music behind
it. And so it shows this person making it, and then they get to the point where they add pickles to it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you see them add pickles, and then like, okay, that seems like a lot of pickles. And then it ends with them just like piling on pickles, and then they empty a jar of full pickles. So this thing is now just a plate. You can't even see the sandwich anymore, and it's just pickles everywhere.
Okay.
And that pisses me off so much.
I explain.
Because it's such a waste of food.
Yeah.
Now, this may be me sounding all high and mighty, but have you ever seen those videos, oh, the proper way to eat broccoli, and it shows the person, and then he just throws it in the trash?
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
Yep. I've seen those.
I understand it's just a little video.
Mm-hmm.
No one's getting hurt in these videos, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I still do live onto the adage of there's starving kids in Africa.
Yeah.
And now that may seem cheesy. It may seem, oh, come on, Brock. Oh, that's what your parents used to say so you'd finish your meal. But here's the thing, though, is that there are kids all over our country mm-hmm. that go to bed hungry every single night without the proper nutrition. Our school lunch program is a mess,
dude.
And I think it's all because people just want to get likes on YouTube or on their Instagram or whatever. They do these stupid-ass videos where they actually waste food. Now, I'm not rolling in the money, Hunter. Mm-hmm. Groceries are not cheap.
No, I went last night, trust me.
You know, and we have programs set up. There's food pantries. I guess where I'm at is like, what is the fucking point of making the stupid thing and wasting food?
I'm right on board with you, man. They're doing it for the likes, obviously. They're doing it for the parody video. They're mocking the videos of what I was explaining earlier. The compilation in 5 easy steps. No, there ain't no easy steps today.
Of course not. That
everything is prepped.
What's that called? What is that?
I don't know. DIY, do it yourself.
Something like
that. Meals
or
whatever.
Yeah.
And so he's got the
Tasty. Tasty does it. It's the Tasty
stupid music.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, it's not that easy, but I understand where you're coming from, man. I mean, I think people get away from, people forget what third world problems we have in this world. I think people forget that it's not even just third world problems. Yeah, they got a lot of problems here locally.
Well, here.
Dude, I mean, there's, you're right.
How many people go hungry in the U.S.?
But then here's another thing. Here's the other side of it. And I'm going to propose this to your brain. So,
in 2017, 40 million people struggled with hunger in the United States.
Okay, so here I'm going to propose the other side to this to you for you to think about.
Yeah.
So, obviously you're not making the videos. You're not just bluntly wasting pickles. You're not bluntly wasting food, mm-hmm. blah, 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 for a video. But think about all the stuff that, like, you didn't finish on your plate that you've thrown away or... I don't know, like, say, leftovers in the fridge that have been there for, like, a week that maybe not, might not be expired.
And I'm not going to say I'm perfect with my food
right.
At all. And honestly, I'm trying to think of the last time I didn't finish the food on my plate,
mm-hmm.
Even at a restaurant, you bring it home for leftovers and everything. But absolutely, we've bought, you know, lettuce stuff, and half of it maybe goes to waste, or we mm-hmm. forgot about a thing of carrots back in the back of the crisper drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But that's still stuff that I bought with the intention, like you are, these people are specific. And yeah, there is a lot of food waste in America.
The intention is different.
We have more than we need. We do. Mm-hmm. As consumers, we have more than we need.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you see at Costco a 500-pound bag of Cheetos. It's like you don't need that much, and we have that. We have excess. But that doesn't mean you should blatantly just waste food for the sake of wasting food. For Facebook likes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it does piss me off. It's like, why not take that jar of pickles and take it to the food shelter over there?
Here's an idea. I just thought of this idea. So you have your yard waste bin. You have your trash bin,
mm-hmm.
your recycle bin.
Mm-hmm.
What about like an excess food, like garbage disposal bin that like that food gets ground down and kind of what Terra Plenish is doing with the podcast.
Oh, we've talked about that, yeah.
You know, so you're actually recycling the food and it's going back into the ground to make the corn grow higher. You know,
there are people that do compost at home.
Like they farmers do, that? Do farmers do that?
Farmers, I mean, you know what I see a lot of farmers do, like pig farms and everything? Pig farms will take food waste and feed it to their pigs.
The slop.
The slop, basically. Slop. But, like, there's a guy, where's it at? Like, I remember reading up on this farmer who, like, lives down the road from, like, a Hostess factory, mm-hmm. and he feeds his pigs old Twinkies, and they love it,
they
man.
Love it.
It's just, it really, really bothers me because, of course, I'm a big, like, when you see people, like, go to grocery stores and their YouTube video and it's them, like, slamming a gallon of milk on the ground and, like, that's their, first of all, you're a piece of shit if you do that.
That's terrible. I hate it.
And it's just, I've seen multiple videos over and over again. And also, too, people think they're being original when they do this. Oh, this is the proper way to eat. And it's some kind of food that maybe, Brussels sprouts. And it's like, you show them cooking it and then right in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, dude, why?
Here's what it is. It's people getting in the routine, man. You know what's good for yourself? And everybody, I think, needs to do this once in a while. Is whatever it is you do, whatever you think you get out of hand with. You know, is it wasting food? Mm-hmm. Is it an addiction? Once in a while, once a year, maybe once every couple months, mm-hmm. bring yourself back. Think about it. Like, you know what? I am getting way too happy in this certain part of my life. Mm-hmm. I almost need to bring myself back to center to realize, damn, I'm wasting food, man.
Wasting food.
You know, I'm doing something shitty that I shouldn't be doing. I need to bring myself back. I think people get in a routine, and that routine just hops on the tracks, man. And it gets so far away from that it's
easy,
hard to bring back.
It's easy to do. I actually was just, it's funny you bring that up, because just the other day, I was I was organizing some stuff, and I was working on some things in the house, and I went out to the garage, and I'm just sitting there like, how did I get all this shit in here? Shit that I haven't touched.
Gets out of hand.
It
does. My bedroom
and
right
then,
now.
And yet I'm on Amazon like, oh, that'd be cool to have. And it's like, yeah, you do. You gotta check yourself. Went through my clothes the other day, too, and I'm like, I have not worn this shirt. And you know what? Taking them to Goodwill.
I am guilty 100%
of that. Taking it to Goodwill because, you know, it's like, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being able to buy stuff you want to buy, but we just have so much excess, so much so that the fact that people are LOLing at videos of some guy wasting a crazy amount of food. I just don't understand it.
If you can, take it to Salvation Army.
Salvation Army, better than Goodwill?
Because Goodwill sells it. They make money off of it.
That's true, but they're a not-for-profit, though, too.
I think they keep some of it. They do.
Well, that's what I mean. So they don't get... It's not like they're... So they sell it to make money to pay for the places and their employees and everything that.
Okay,
And I'm sure the CEO, I mean, he's probably not... Or he or she, I don't know how much they make, but you're paying someone to run it.
And what Salvation Army do? They just donate it?
I think it's a lot of the same. Or they get money from the government for what they're doing. Oh, okay. That's how it works. But either way, though, there's nothing wrong with donating it or finding a place. Like, take it somewhere.
Efficient. Be efficient. Be an efficient human being. God, that was hard to say for some reason. Being an efficient human being. You know what? If we all were, if we all just kind of, chipped in a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it just goes back. Like for example, clean the piss off the toilet after you piss on it. If everybody did that, I would never have to clean a toilet again.
And if everybody stopped, making stupid videos of them wasting food, maybe we could work on that world hunger thing.
We could latch onto that.
Yeah.
You know, you're right, man. There's human beings, you know what we are, man? We're bacteria. We're here to fuck this planet up.
Yeah.
That really we are. We are bacteria. There's a whole bit on this and a whole spiel I'm not going to go into, but. Really, in the big picture, human beings are kind of made to destroy things.
Yeah.
And we're doing it.
Yeah.
And we just naturally do it.
And I think social media or the internet is kind of perpetuated. Now, it can also do good things.
The difference is humans are smart enough to change that, though.
We are if we'd ever latch onto it. But unfortunately, then you got people like this that are like, oh, this video is going to be so awesome.
Right.
But there's things like, and I'm not knocking completely, because like the Ice Bucket Challenge,
mm-hmm.
that raised a ton of money for ALS. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people thought it was stupid. And there was people that probably just did it because they thought it was the trendy thing to do.
Right,
but it still ended up raising like millions of dollars for ALS.
Man.
And that's awesome. That's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, I don't mind you making stupid videos, but if you're destroying stuff or wasting things or I guess I'm just like, think about it. What are you doing? Why are you doing this for? To get a couple of likes from people that you don't even know? To get comments?
Unfortunately, that is the main motive nowadays, man.
It is.
It really is.
Like this video. There was no point to this video.
It's your status on social media. And you know what? You grow out of it. I'm guilty. I was guilty of it. I am guilty of it sometimes. You know, I'll post stuff. I'm like, man, it's going to get a lot of likes. And then I think about it. I'm like, why am I doing that?
Yeah.
But usually when I post something, I feel like it's interesting. You know, I'm not taking my shirt off and flexing for the camera to like try to get likes. There's different ways to do it. But it just sucks that the main motivation is that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you do grow out of it. I think when you're younger, you want that. You want that attention. You want the satisfaction of those likes.
I guess.
And then you get older, and it's just like you start to realize, like, no, that's just not what life's about.
What bothers me, though, is it is still people our age that are doing stupid shit like that.
Oh, my God,
know,
dude.
And they're trying to live vicariously through the internet and through their, yeah.
Here's the thing. It doesn't take social media for people to know. People know.
Mm-hmm.
They talk to each other. Mm-hmm. They can feel it. When you're around those people, you can just tell what their motive is and why they're doing things. So sometimes, like, not posting it is almost better for you.
Or I tell you what, if you are going to do a stupid video like that, show your face.
Yeah.
Show your face. You yeah. Be like, oh, I'm the guy wasting all this food.
Yeah.
Could have easily donated these pickles to a food shelter or a church pantry, something like that. Yeah. Something in need. A soup kitchen.
I know exactly what video you're talking about, but it's the pineapple pizza one. How you eat a pineapple pizza.
That's it. Yeah. How do you eat? Yeah, yeah. And he just throws away. I'm like, dude, fuck you.
Yeah.
You just wasted food. And I know it may seem like a small thing, one person doing it, but it's a lot of people doing it.
Yep.
And where do you get off? You know, okay, I want you to record that video and then show it to a kid
who's starving,
whose mom is on food stamps.
Or just fast for 4 days.
Because we don't
see
have
how you,
to.
See how you feel.
The average person doesn't have to. We can go get fast food anytime our fat fucking faces want it.
There you go.
Oh, I'm getting mad now thinking about it.
You fast for 4 days,
yeah.
And then you can do the video. But you got to do it while you're hungry.
Yeah.
You ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to eat that pizza.
You're going to eat that pizza, or you're going to eat that pile of pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah. It bothers me that social media has made it.
It's just, man, like I think people just need to understand how fortunate you are to even be able to hear what we're talking about right now.
Yep.
If you can hear me, you're fortunate.
Yeah, you're doing better than most
people.
You're
doing better than most people.
Yeah.
A lot of people, anyway.
Yep.
You know, and you got to bring yourself back, guys.
Yeah.
Bring and understand, even if you are making minimum wage. A lot of people are making minimum wage.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not that bad. At least you can't see your ribs.
Yeah.
You know, at least you're not looking around and trying to find the next meal.
Yep. Exactly.
You
wonder where that's going to come from.
Yep. You just need to bring yourself back once in a while.
If you got a little money in the bank and a roof over your head, you're doing better than a lot of people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And unfortunately, though, it's just we're perpetuating this, I'm going to make this cool video, and I'm going to get likes on social media and all this, and I'm going to be famous on there.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You're just a jackass.
Yeah.
You're just a jackass that made a jackass video. So, don't be a terrible human being. It's not hard.
Good deeds.
Not
give.
Hard. Yeah.
Be giving. Be honest.
Yep. The only thing I could say that would justify this is if the guy made enough money to buy a bunch of food and then—
From the video?
Even then, though, it still pisses me off. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
Yeah. That's all.
But I don't think that's what
I don't
he
think
did.
He did. No, he went and wasted it on stupid stuff. Anyway, all right, that's enough of me ranting for today. Thanks for letting me get that off my chest a little bit. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com. Check out our gear store. Check out our podcast page. Check out the Screaming Yellow Lobster. Also, listen to the Plan B Morning Show. Hey, you don't like that lobster, do you?
Stupid ass lobster.
Listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you next time.